Today is Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, my goodness. Well, I didn't sigh this time, at least. A lot is going on because we're leaving tomorrow, and when I say we, I mean myself. Daniel and Zach are leaving separately from Florida to all arrive in Seattle. And So yesterday I cooked eggs and rice for dinner. We worked out. We caught up on Grey's Anatomy. We caught up on, I don't know, some other stuff that I can't remember. And we started season 2 of Hacks. I love Jean Smart because I really liked designing women when I was growing up. And I'm so happy that I have both Jean Smart and... Now I'm going to forget her name. She had red curly hair. She is in Young Sheldon. She plays the grandma. She was Mary Jo Shively in Designing Women. Oh my God, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what the actress's name, Mary Jo. Let's see. I'm just going to say Mary Jo Shively. Yeah, Mary Jo Shively. I'm Googling right now. Mary Jo Shively was played by, oh my God, Annie Potts. Anyway, I really liked both of them on that show, and I like them in general as actresses. And Annie Potts is great on Young Sheldon. She's so funny as the grandma. Just super funny. And I love Jean Smart as well. And of course, Jean Smart has been in a lot of things. But I really like her in Hacks, and so we started watching Hacks. We only watched a couple of episodes. I had watched season 1 without him. And apparently he wanted to watch it, and so he went back and watched it without me while he was in Houston. He watched season 1 so he could get caught up. So we watched that last night, and then I found out that the jackets that I ordered on Amazon do not fit me. Because I'm just a big old fat heifer now. And I guess it's just going to be that way for the rest of my life. And the size that I ordered was not right. And so I was trying to decide what to do. So I ended up deciding that I was going to send back the jackets. So I set it to return at Whole Foods. So I don't have to package them and label them and all that. I just take them to Whole Foods and say, here, I'm returning this. And they take care of, and you can do that at Kohl's as well, but Whole Foods was closer. And so I did that, and then I reordered them. But the thing is, they weren't going to get home in time. They weren't going to get here in time. And so I actually am having them shipped to Seattle, and I'm using one of those Amazon lockers. So on Thursday, hopefully if they're there, you know, if everything has arrived, then I will visit an Amazon locker near our hotel and pick up my puffer jacket and my raincoat. Because I'm trying to avoid shopping, you know, like going into places as much as possible. I'm going to have to because I started getting it's probably been 6 months or more since I've gotten my last fever blister on my lip. And I used to take medicine and I would just take it every day, especially in the summer when it was really sunny outside, because for whatever reason, if I would get a sunburn or anything like that, it would cause my fever blister to act up. And so I started feeling my lip felt a little bumpy last night. Now, luckily, I had a couple of pills left, but not enough. And you need to take them immediately. Well, the last time I got my prescription filled, I used it all. They didn't give me extra. And so anyway, long story short, too late. I've got to go get that refilled, and I've got to go in the, I guess I could do the drive through, which maybe I'll do that, but I've got to go in some, I've got to go to the pharmacy. And now I had four pills. I took two last night and two this morning. It appears to be helping, and hopefully I will not have a huge nasty sore on my lip for this trip. Then I get an email from American Airlines this morning saying that there's going to be bad weather in DFW and I could change my flight for free. Well, now I'm worried because I'm thinking, oh my God, they think there's going to be, you know, there's bad weather today, right now, probably as we speak in DFW. There are thunderstorms and, you know, maybe tornadoes. I don't know if they're tornadoes, but could be possibly tornadoes. And, you know, tomorrow it looks like it's just partly cloudy, but I was thinking, well, what if the bad weather today bumps all the flights? So I tried to call American Airlines to change my flight, and, they just have really long hold times right now. They were saying a 2-hour hold time. I waited 45 minutes this weekend when I called them to change my return flight. And technically, I don't have to change the flight, but the problem is, like, I don't know if I want to risk it because it's a late flight at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And I don't arrive in Seattle until 11 p.m. And so if that gets delayed, then I'm basically maybe spending the night in an airport or who knows what. And I'm like arriving Thursday at the earliest, you know, if that gets like pushed. If I could find a flight that was not through DFW, then it might be better. But I can't get them on the phone. So I just called them back and they have an option for them to call you back. So I left my number and they could call back at any moment. They could call back while I'm recording this. But I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and record and get that done so that I, you know, make sure I get my podcast out for the day. And And Daniel, and I love Daniel and Zach, and they are right to be excited. They are, but I am, and I know I said, oh, I want to go to travel agent school, and I want Mark and I to learn how to be, and we are still going to do that. Like, that's still something we're planning on doing. But I found out, I knew this, but I procrastinate even planning things for vacation. And so Daniel created a Discord chat for he and Zach and I. He's been posting all of these things. He reached out to Mike from Gayish to figure out where we're going to eat together when we get back from the cruise. He's already like, you know, probably got an itinerary for when we're in Seattle. I wasn't even planning on doing much sightseeing in Seattle because I've been to Seattle 5 million times. And he said, he messaged last night and said, okay, we're good to arrive in Canada. They'll let us in now, and posted a screenshot of some app. And I was like, what the hell is that? Apparently, I had missed a requirement that we have to download and fill out this registration in this Arrive Can app. And it's for COVID. So you tell them, like, how you're entering the country, where you're entering from. You have to basically say you don't have COVID or any symptoms. You have to give them your passport information. Tell them like what your ship name is and what port you're entering on and what date. And, you know, you have to put in your vaccination status and a copy of your vaccine card and all this stuff. And I didn't even know. Like, no, I would have. I was planning on doing all this last minute stuff tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow. I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and do that. So I downloaded the app, filled that out, got that done. And so I haven't started packing. But again, if my flight works out as planned, I have the whole day tomorrow. I took all day off, but my flight doesn't leave until 6. So I can get up in the morning. If I need to do any last minute shopping, I can throw everything in the suitcase. I don't like to spend a lot of time packing, to be honest. I just like to throw everything in there. I mean, what's worst case scenario? I forget a pair of socks or something. You know, I forget a piece of technology and I just have to go without for a week. It's no big deal. And Now I don't know. I may have to change my flight. Now, it would actually be better if I could go earlier, because after I thought about it, I thought, why am I arriving? Why did I schedule my flight so late? Zach and Daniel are arriving at 2 p.m., and I'm arriving at 11. Like, what? Why didn't I just set it to arrive a little bit earlier than that? But anyway, we'll see. I mean, if American Airlines ever calls me back, maybe I'll change it. So I'm just in travel mode now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.